堂听 class.com。
The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. Excerpt from Chapter 5. Tom Canty, left alone in the Prince's cabinet, made good use of his opportunity. He turned himself this way and that.Before the great mirror, admiring his finery, then walked away, imitating the prince's high-bred carriage, and still observing the results in the glass. Next, he drew the beautiful sword and bowed, kissing the blade and laying it across his breast.As he had seen a noble knight do, by way of salute, to the lieutenant of the tower, 5 or 6 weeks before, when delivering the great lords of Norfolk and Surrey into his hands for captivity. Tom played with the jeweled dagger that hung upon his thigh,He examined the costly and exquisite ornaments of the room. He tried each of the sumptuous chairs and thought how proud he would be if the awful court heard could only peep in and see him in his grandeur. He wondered,If they would believe the marvelous tale he should tell when he got home, or if they would shake their heads and say his overtaxed imagination had at last upset his reason.